愿大家平安。
May peace be to you all.
今天下午跟大家来查考未得之地。
This afternoon, we'd like to study the land remains to be conquered.
这个是神对约书亚的一个吩咐。
This is an instruction from God to Joshua.
今天我们来思想到底这个代表什么。
And today we're going to ponder what does this mean to us.
我们先来看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的是三章。
Joshua, book of Joshua, chapter 13.
约书亚记是三章的第一节。
Book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 1.
约书亚年纪老迈，神对他说，你年纪老迈的，还有许多未得之地。
Verse 1, Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
我们在年轻的时候，人生的目标很清楚。
When we are young, our life goal is very clear.
然后我们朝着目标这样一直的前进。
And we continue to march on toward our life goal.
所以我们可以看到年轻人充满着活力。
So we can see the youth is filled with vitality.
有理想，有抱负，有投入。
They have ideal. They have the resolution. They have the dedication.
但是当我们看到一个人进入中年以后
，But when a person enter into the middle age,
常常发现他失去了冲力，失去了活力。
We often find that they lose their vitality. They lose their momentum.
让我们仔细想为什么
？Now if we to think carefully, why is that?
有时候属灵上也是这样。
Sometimes spiritual wise is the same.
我们就发现，因为他生活失去了目标。
If we look carefully, because they lose their purpose in life.
除了说自己做生意之外，你有一个目标，自己可以扩充，可以去努力。
Besides doing your own career, you have a goal to expand yourself to better yourself.
那如果是上班
，But if you go to work,
差不多到了四十岁，我们一生会变成什么样子，已经定型了。
Now, what we will become when we reach 40, we are pretty much set.
那你就发现，就是这样过一天算一天，在等着退休。
And now you will discover that you will live one day at a time, and you're waiting for time to retire.
然后发现失去了活力。
You will discover that suddenly the vitality is lost.
那有时候到年纪大，这个更严重。
And when you get older, and this problem becomes more serious.
差不多人生没有目标。
It seems that there's no goal, no purpose in life.
真的，夕阳无限好。
The sunset is wonderful.
是值得在享受的时刻。
It's time to enjoy.
但是没有目标，就是只是近黄昏了，等着掉下去了。
But if there's no goal, what's all we wait for is the sunset.
而事实上，如果没有神啊，人生也真的找不到目标。
In fact, if there's no God, there's no goal in mind for the human.
活得越久，你又发现目标消失。
The longer we live, we can find the goal become to fade.
那一直到我们找到信仰之后，我们就找到一个非常重要的目标。
Until the day we find a faith, and then we find a purpose and goal in our life.
而且这个目标带给我们生命动力。
And this goal bring us the purpose and the momentum and drive.
这个目标带给我们的生命有意义，有价值。
It brings meaning and the value to our life.
所以，不论从少年、中年跟老年。
So whether when you are youth or middle age or old.
我们要确定一个目标，值得我追求，从少年、中年到老年都不会消失，这个是最重要的。
We must be sure that we have a goal, so that when we're young, middle age, or when we reach old age, that goal will remain the same, it will not fade.
那我们在教会里面也看到有的人哦，年轻的时候很有动力，中年也很有动力，老年也很有动力。
And then we also see some people when they are young or old.Or through a middle age, they remain to have purpose and to have a drive.
你仔细去分析，把它挖到他的内心里面，你发现有目标。
If we look carefully and analyze, we can see that within their heart, they have a goal.
而且那个目标不是在物质上的。
And that goal is not focused on the material thing.
那个目标是从神来的。
That goal is from God.
这个就是值得我们学习。
And this is something that's worthwhile for us to learn.
亚伯兰在99岁的时候。
When Abraham was 99 years old,
神给他一个目标。
God gave him a goal.
你要在我面前做完全人。
You need to be perfect in front of me.
99岁，我们说，我99岁，我还是希望什么？
Now, if we are 99 years old, what else can we do?
神说，你有一个目标。
But God said you have a goal.
要做完全人。
You should remain perfect.
这个就是他努力的一个目标。
And this is something that he will strive after.
保罗在写腓立比书的时候，已经到他生命的末期。
When Paul wrote the epistle of Philippians, he has approached to end of his life.
他说：“我不是以为已经得着。
”I did not think that I have attained my goal.
我还有一件事情。
I have one more thing.
忘记背后，努力前面。
To forget what's behind, but strive toward the front.
要朝着标杆直跑。
Because I want to work toward the goal.
所以保罗到年纪大，他还是有一个标杆。
So even when Paul reached the advanced age, he still have a goal.
要朝那个目标一直前进。
He will continue to strive after the goal.
那在约书亚记十三章啊，这里特别说约书亚年纪老迈。
So in chapter 13, Joshua chapter 13, here says that Joshua was old.
而且神也说你年纪老迈。
And even God said that he is old.
但是不是在这里就句点了。
But this is not a period, not the end of the sentence here.
你还有许多未得之地。
There remains very much land yet to be possessed.
那如果我们看约书亚记的第一章。
If we look at the chapter 1, book of Joshua chapter 1.
我们看第一章第一节。
Book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
神的仆人摩西死了以后，神晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚。
Verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我的仆人摩西死了，你现在要起来和众百姓过去约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方去。
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan.You and all these people to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel.
第三节
Verse 3.
把你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着所应许摩西的话赐给你的。
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I say to Moses.
所以这里啊，摩西死以后啊，神告诉约书亚。
So here, after the death of Moses, the Lord spoke to Joshua.
要过约旦了。
You must cross Jordan.
然后去得那一块地。
To receive this land,
就是我应许亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、摩西的那一块地。
The land that I have promised to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
然后到了第三节，我们如果看英文就很清楚，我已经给你了。
Now, if we read verse 3, it's very clear in English that I have given you.
这块地他还没有踏进去啊，神说我已经给你了。
Now, this land he has yet to tread upon, but God said that I have given you.
就是迦南地。
Which is the land of Canaan.
那神已经给我们了，那你现在要做什么？你要进去把它得到。
Now, if the Lord has given us, now what we do, we just need to go in there and possess the land.
所以从约书亚记第一章开始，约书亚只有一个目标，去得神已经应许给他那一块地。
So starting from chapter 1, verse 1, there's only one purpose in mind for Joshua is to gain the land that Lord Jesus, God has promised.
那一直到十三章啊，这个约书亚。已经得到大部分的这一块地。
And when it reached chapter 13, Joshua has gained most of the land.
但是神说你还有没有得到那一块地。
But God said that there are lands yet to be conquered and possessed.
所以你要再继续努力。
So you must continue to strive.
那我们就在想这一块地是什么。
So let us give a thought, what is this land?
到底对我有什么意义？
Now, what meaning does it have to us?
首先我们在想圣经怎么说。
So let's think what does Bible say?
说出埃及跨过红海就是受洗归了摩西。
So when we come out of Exodus and cross Red Sea, we means that we are baptized and baptized into Jesus.
所以受洗就是等于离开魔鬼，离开世界。
So when once you are baptized, you leave this world, leave the dominion of Satan.
那离开有一个目标。
And once we leave, there's a goal.
那个目标就是迦南地。
The goal is the land of Canaan.
那迦南地代表什么
？So what does the land of Canaan represent?
我们看主耶稣出来传道第一句话什么
？When Jesus come out to preach, what's the first word that he said?
天国近了。
The heaven is near.
施洗约翰替主耶稣铺路。
When John the Baptist paved the way for Lord Jesus.
他第一句话是什么？
What is his first word?
天国近了。
The heaven is near.
天国就是神的国。
Heaven is the kingdom of God.
天国近了，就是借着主耶稣要把神的国带到地上。
The heaven is near means that through Jesus Christ, the land, the heavenly kingdom will brought to this earth.
所以当主耶稣说天国近了，那个天国就是迦南地。
So when they say that heaven, kingdom is near, that means that land is, that kingdom refers to land of Canaan.
所以迦南地就是神的国，迦南地就是天国。
So the land of Canaan is the kingdom of God. Land of Canaan is a heavenly kingdom.
好，那这样用，如果我们这样了解，那神对约书亚说，你还有未得之地，什么意思？
Now, if we have that understanding, so what does it mean when Lord told Joshua that you have lands yet to be conquered?
我们从三个方向来思想。
We will think ponder these three directions.
第一个方向从教会来想。
First, let's think of it through the perspective of church.
什么叫做未得之地？
What does it mean that they are lands yet to be conquered?
我们知道把福音传到世界每一个角落，这是神的旨意。
We know that it's the will of God to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
但是美国就是福音传到角落的一部分。
So, the United States is merely a point of where the gospel has preached to in the earth.
那加州就是美国的一部分。
And California is part of the United States.
那南加州就是加州的一部分。
And Southern California is part of California.
所以我们正在站在教会的方向来看。
So standing from the direction of church.
未得之地就是我们厄尔湾教会所负责牧养的区域里面，还有很多人没有听到福音。
So the land yet to be possessed simply means that for the place where Irvine Church is pastoring, they are still places that we have many people have yet to receive the gospel.
所以神告诉约书亚，你要去得。
So God told Joshua that you need to go out and claim these lands.
他已经年纪老迈了。
He was old and advanced in ages.
但是神的旨意就是要他去得到迦南地。
But the will of God is for him to gain this land.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
传福音，扩张神的境界，是每一个年纪都应该要做的。
To preach the gospel, to expand the territory of God is something that every one of us should do.
因为神要救的人是每一个阶级年龄层的人。
Because God wants to save every human being, every race, regardless of their age.
所以我年纪大，我能做什么？
So when we are old, what can we do?
我们看这个还有一个人加勒。
There's also one person recorded, which is Caleb.
他年纪大的时候，他的心是什么？
When he was old, what was his heart like?
十四章约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
第九节。
Verse 9.
当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地，定要归你跟你的子孙永远为业。因为你专心跟从主我的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
自从神对约书亚摩西说这个话的时候，神照他的应许使我存活这四十五年期间，以色列人在旷野行走，看哪，我今年八十五岁。十一节。
11.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我的那天一样，无论是征战是出入的力量，那时如何，我现在还是如何。十二节。求你将神那日应许我的这个山给我，那里有亚纳族并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见或者神照他所应许与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。约书亚已经加勒已经八十五岁。
Caleb was already 85 years old.
这八十五岁已经年纪很大了。
He's advanced in age.
但是他的心没有改变。
But his heart hasn't changed.
我要攻打那一块地给我，我要去打。
That land has promised to me. I will go and possess that land.
所以在十三节约书亚就鼓励加勒去吧。
So in verse 13, Joshua encouraged Caleb to go and after the land.
真的，加勒就打胜仗了。
So truly, the Caleb has has been victorious.
我们以前在圣何西哈，在啊原来的那个教会啊，离开一个老人中心啊，老人的公寓不远。
When St. Jose Church was still a gathering in the old church, which is not far from the senior center.
那我们发现啊，那个教会里面很多从那个老人公寓来慕道。
And we found that there are many elders came from retirement place come to seek the truth.
因为走路就到，不需要人在。
Because they are only walks away from the church.
就是这个老人公寓里面呢、啊，有人来信主。
And from this senior apartments, they many people have come to believe.
那他们信主以后，他就有一个心愿啊，这一栋公寓啊，就是神要给我未得之地。
And some of us have this resolution. Once they believe, they feel like this apartment is the land that God has promised me.
所以就很努力带慕道朋友，这真的也有一些人受洗。
So they work very hard to bring more senior members to Christ, and many people have come to believe as well.
我们感谢主，我们现在礼拜四的这个团契啊，人越来越多。
We thank God our Thursday fellowship service has increased in attendance.
慕道者也越来越多。
And we have more true seekers.
但是大部分都是属中年跟老年。
But most of them are belong to middle or older age.
所以我们知道这个中年跟老年呢、啊，真的有这个自觉要去得到那个未得之地的人是有。我们这个班教会确实有这样的人。
So we can see that those members who belong to middle age do have that resolution and dedication to gain the land that God has promised.
这个是感谢神的地方。
This is something that we need to be thankful.
因为教会有人有这种心要投入传福音，你就发现教会有一种动力在里面。
So when church has people like that has committed and has momentum and drive to preach the gospel, then you can see that the church will grow.
但是如果大家都来聚会一下，感谢神，回去都没有那个心，你就发现教会没有活力。
But if all the people come to attend and all they do is attend the service and thankful and be thankful, then you can see there's no vitality in the church.
但是我们现在发现呢、啊，中年、青年、少年呢、啊，慕道朋友很少。
But we can see that there are very few true seekers from the age of youth and middle age and younger generations.
所以我们属于这个年龄层的人，应该有一个心智。
So those who belong to this age group, they need to have a resolution.
这块地是神给我的。
This land is given to me by God.
我要去攻打，我要把它得到这块地。
I need to take on this land. I need to acquire this land.
我一定要一个目标，信仰才会有活力。
We must have a goal, and our faith will be have a vitality.
感谢神很好，感谢神不够的。
To be thankful is good, but it's not enough.
那感谢要怎么回应
？So if we are thankful, how do we respond?
要有行动来回应。
We must have action to accompany it.
这个行动就是传福音。
And this action is to preach the gospel.
所以有时候我们也看到一些在学校读书的青年。
So sometimes we see the students who study in colleges.
他真的有这个心智。
They have this determination.
所以有的人在一个没有教会的地方读书，读了五年。
There were youth who study in a college that has no church, study for 5 years.
不但得到一个学位，他带三户人来信主。
They are not only gain a degree, but they have brought 3 families to Christ.
有的人在一个没有教会的地方教书。
And some are taught in a place where there's no church.
他知道神带领他去是要去得那一块地。
He knew that the reason God brought him there is to gain the land that God has promised there.
所以在那里教了几年之后，好几个人来信主，快有十个人。
So after he had taught there for a few years, many people came to believe.
那我们就发现这样的信徒有活力。
And we can see this type of believers have vitality.
那如果教会里面更多这样的信徒啊，这个教会就有活力。
If a church is filled with more believers like this, then we can see that there's more vitality in the church.
所以不是年纪大就没有活力。
So it has nothing to do with advance in age.
目标很清楚，朝目标去努力，这个就是活力。
So you have a very clear goal, then we strive after goal, then this is our effort.
教会需要有目标。
The church needs to have the goal.
就是要传福音。
Which is to preach the gospel.
需要有这种使命感。
We must have this determination, and trust.From God.
得到未得之地。
So we can possess the land that God has promised us.
先看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我立的志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
Verse 20, and so I've made my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation.
哦，有的英文翻作 aim 就是我的目标。
Some translations say that it's aim.
但是有的英文翻作 ambition.
Some translations interpret as ambition.
好像人在做生意，有的人啊，这个心智很广阔。
Just like someone is doing a business, they have a big heart.
几年之内，我的生意要扩充到什么程度
？Within so many years, I'm going to expand my business.
所以保罗啊，有一个心志。
So Paul has an aim.
不在基督的名被传过的地方传福音。
He will not preach the gospel where Christ was named.
也就是说，没有听过福音的那个地方，我要去。
In other words, he will go to a place where Jesus had yet to be preached.
这个今天就是我们需要的。
So this is the aim and ambition that we should have today.
我们把四月底当作一个目标。
We regard our career as our goal.
四月底啊，联恩会当作一个目标。
Our end of April is our goal.
那我现在思想啊。
Spiritual convocation is our goal.
在我住的地方，在我接触的行业里面，有谁我能够去传福音给他？
From the place where we work or place where we live, are there any people that we can preach to?
那要怎么传？
How do we preach?
啊，这样啊，头脑有一个计划，然后一直往前去。
Now we can give it some thought that we can plan about it, and we can go about doing this.
我们现在在加州啊，西班牙语系啊，这是一个很大的未得之地。
In California, Hispanic is a big land that is yet to be conquered.
所以我们要鼓励很多的青年如果要学第二语文，应该要学西文。
So we have encouraged many youth that if they want to pick a second language, they should pick Spanish.
为着从传福音的角度来看。
This is because that it's from an angle of preaching the gospel.
那至少当有西语的人进到我们教会的人，至少有人能够开口跟他讲话。
So when there are people who speak Spanish, we can have people that can converse with them.
那我们就发现各种不同族裔的人都有可能来接受福音。
And we can also see there are many races that could come to our church.
所以神告诉约书亚那一块未得之地，今天对教会来讲就是宣道。
So when God told Joshua there's a land yet to be conquered, and this land means that there's a place that we have yet to preach to.
那我们再把范围缩小，那一块地是什么
？Now if we narrow it down further, what does this land mean?
我们来看诗篇的一百零一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 101.
诗篇的一百零一篇。
Psalm 101.
第二节。
Verse 2.
一百零一篇第二节。
Psalm 101, verse 2.
我要用智慧行完全的道，你几时到我这里来呢？我要存完全的心行在。
Verse 2, I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. This is a psalm from David.
大卫说,
David said,
我要存完全的心行神完全的道在我的家中。
So I will have a perfect heart so I can walk perfect way.
所以那一块未得之地在哪里？就在我们的家庭。
So where is that land that yet to be possessed? That land is in our house.
我们仔细看教会是从家庭组成的。
If we look carefully, the church is comprised of the families.
一个三百个人的教会可能是一百五十个家庭组成。
A church with a population of 300 could be made up of about 150 families.
如果这个150个家庭都很健全，
if this 150 families are very healthy,
这个教会很有力量。
This church will be powerful.
倒过来讲，教会没有力量，常常是因为家庭很软弱。
Conversely speaking, when church is weak, it's often because the family is weak.
所以有时候我们做圣工有一个很好的开始的地方，就是我们自己的家庭。
So when we start doing holy work, there's a good start. We should start from our family.
我们的家庭是一块未得之地。
Our family is a land yet to be possessed.
如果我们的家庭变成神的国
，If our family become the kingdom of God,
是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a kingdom, a land that flows with honey and milk.
那是何等的美好
！And how beautiful, how wonderful that is.
所以我们另外一个未得之地啊，一直到年纪大到死为止啊，我们都要很注重自己的家庭。
So this is another land we are yet to possess, which is our family, and we need to focus on in our family.
第一个目标就是全家信主。
The first goal is that whole family will believe in Christ.
我们要想想看，我们自己的孩子。
Let us think about our children.
我们的父母。
Our parents.
我们的兄弟姐妹。
Our brothers and sisters.
都信主了没有
？Have they all come to believe?
如果没有
，If not，
这是我们努力的目标。
This is the goal or aim that we should strive after.
一直到我们断气那一刻。
Until the day that we breathe our last.
我们要尽最大的可能为他们祷告。
We must make our utmost effort to pray for them.
当然，有时候我们常常听人讲啊，有什么困难就交托给神。
Sometimes we might hear people say, "Oh, if we have trouble, we have difficulty, we'll just entrust to God's hand."
不错，交托是重要的。
It's correct that it's important that we trust in God's hand.
但是除了交托之外，也有人的本分。
But besides trusting to God, we also have our own duty.
想办法带我们家人来信主。
We have to think of a way to bring our families to Christ.
那带自己的家人有时候比带外人更困难。
Sometimes to bring our own family to Christ is harder to bring the outsider.
所以圣经里面才讲啊，如果有丈夫不听道理怎么办
？So the Bible says that if there's a husband who does not believe in the truth,
你讲他不听啊。
If you say something, he will not listen.
他说要用品德把他感化过来。
You need to convert him with your virtue.
因为住在一起啊，就是那生活要改变到啊，我们没有信主的配偶或者孩子或者父母受到感动。
So because when you live together, you must convert yourself and transform yourself until a stage where they can be touched by your conduct.
所以有时候这种生活的改变的力量比我们出生的力量更大。
Sometimes this type of transformation speaks louder than our words.
所以有时候我虽然很多事情我们不愿意做，但是为着带我们家人来信主，我们一定要做。
Of course, there are many things that we are willing to do, but for the sake of bringing our family members, we should try.
有很多事情我们很想做，为着带我们的家人来信主，我们不能做。
Many things we wanted to do, but for the sake of our families, we will not do it.
这是一种牺牲。
This is a sacrifice.
但是这个牺牲是就为着达到我们全家信主的目的。
This sacrifice is a process so we can reach to a stage where all our whole family will come to believe.
我记得一个姐妹带领她先生来信主，带了四十几年。
I remember there was a sister who took 40 years to bring her husband to Christ.
天天为她先生祷告。
Every day she will pray for her husband.
每一次遇到有外来的人，就请她跟她的先生就做见证。
Every time she ran to a visitor, she would ask the visitor from church to testify to her husband.
四十几年没有改变了。
40 years, she never wavered or changed.
一直到她先生离世的前一年，真的信主了。
Until the year before he passed away, he finally came to believe.
那个时候，这个姐妹年纪应该也80岁以上。
And that sister was about 80 some years old during that time.
所以她的心真的有一个为着的，她要去得到那一块地。
So she has the heart to gain this land.
那一块地就是她先生信主。
And this land is to for her husband to come to believe.
另外一个。
Another testimony.
我们全家信主。
When our whole family come to believe.
但是不是全家敬畏神。
But if we don't come to worship, and fear God as a family.
有的到第二代真的很难带领。
As we can see, even second generation is very difficult to bring them to closer to God.
因为这个世俗的力量太大。
Because the train of this world is powerful.
所以这个未得之地就是怎么把我们的全家信仰都带回到教会来。
So this land yet to be possessed means that we need to bring our children back to the family to prepare.
这是一块地啊，我们需要努力去赚得。
This is a land that we need to work hard to gain.
所以啊，圣经神对约书亚讲的那一句话是对我们每一个人都有意思的。
So this words that God spoke to Joshua has meaning to every one of us.
当神的爱充满在我们里面
，When the love of God fills in us，
我们对家人的爱啊，那个层次就往上提升了。
Our love to our family will elevate.
在我们没有被神爱充满之前
，Before we are filled with the love of God，
我们所关心是我们家人身体健康，活得很好。
All we care is about their health and they lead a good life.
这个是。平常人的爱
This is the love from ordinary people.
但是当我们被神的爱充满，
but when we are filled with the love of God,
我们发现最重要不是这里。
We found that what's the most important?
最重要是那看不见的。
Is that those that cannot be seen?
他们的灵性，他们的灵魂。
Their life, their soul, their spirituality.
他们跟神的关系。
Their relationship with God.
他们的永生盼望。
And their eternal life.
这个才是真正的价值。
And this is a real value.
啊，所以我们这样看啊，我们家庭确实有一块地。还需要我们去攻打。
So looking at it this way, there truly is a land that remains to be possessed in our family.
所以大卫说，我要用智慧行完全的道在我的家里面。
So David said that I will use wisdom to walk a perfect way in my family.
那如果我们的家真的变成神的国
，Now if our family becomes a kingdom of God,
家庭生活确实是很幸福的。
A family life is truly blessed.
为什么？
Why?
因为有神同在。
Because it has the abidance of God.
这个是关键。
This is the key.
有神同在。
To have the abidance of God.
这个家庭生活好像在地如天。
So family life as such is like a heaven on earth.
所以什么叫做得到我的家？
So what does it mean to gain our family, to gain our house?
让基督在我的家做主。
Is to let Christ reign in our family.
让基督充满我的家。
To let Christ fill in our house.
使我的家庭生活好像天国一样。
So our family life is like a life in heavenly kingdom.
这个就是我们的目标。
And this is our aim, our goal.
不管年纪多大。
No matter how old we are.
这个是值得我们去攻打的一块地。
This is something that worth our effort to gain.
我们再来看第三个。
Let's turn back. Look at the third point.
那一块未得之地是什么？
What's the land that has yet to be conquered and possessed?
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter
14. 十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
有人问主耶稣说，你的国在哪里？
Someone asked Jesus, "Where is your kingdom?"
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
Lord Jesus replied that kingdom of God is within your heart.
神的国就是牛奶与蜜之地。
The kingdom of God is the land flowing with milk and honey.
就是迦南地。
Which is the land of Canaan.
所以那一块迦南地就在我们的心里面。
And the land of Canaan is within our heart.
所以我们要加勒，神要加勒攻打，还有一块一部分你没有得到，要去攻打，到底在哪里？在我们心里面。
So God wants Caleb to conquer one more land that has yet to be possessed. Which where is that land? Is within our heart.
就是让我们的心完全被神充满。
So in other words, to let our heart to be completely filled by God.
那如果我们心没有被神充满，那到底是什么充满？
Now if our heart is not completely filled by God, then what is filled in our heart?
就是肉体的情欲。
It's the desire of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The desire of our eyes.
今生的骄傲。
The pride of this life.
这个叫做世界。
This is the world.
爱世界、爱父的心就不在它里面。
If we love this world, the heart of love of God is not in us.
所以有时候是这个世界占满我们的心。
So sometimes the world fills in our heart.
主耶稣说，在世界我们有苦难。
The Lord Jesus said, "There's a suffering in this world."
为什么我们的心会受苦
？Why our heart will suffer?
因为有世界在里面。
Because there's world in our heart.
为什么我们的家庭会受苦？
Why our families suffer?
因为还没有完全占得它。
Because we have not completely regained the land.
那有一天呢、我们把这个私情恶欲全部都从内心除掉。
So one day, if we rid of those desires and filth,
那神的国就会充满。
And then the kingdom of God will fill in our heart.
所以十七节说，神的国有三个特色。
So there are three characteristics of the kingdom of God.
第一个，公义。
First is righteousness.
公义就是从对这个字衍生出来的。
Righteousness come from the word right.
就是每一件事情都是对的。
So everything is correct is right.
就是没有罪。
There's sinless.
我们的心没有罪。
There's no sin in our heart.
这个就叫让我们的心攻打成为神的国的第一步。
So, this is the first step for our heart to be filled with God.
要把罪从内心除掉。
Is to rid of the sin out of our heart.
那公义除 得到之后，接下去就是和平。
So once we have the righteousness, then we follow with peace.
跟人和睦，跟神和睦。
Is to have peace with men and have peace with God.
那和平的另外一个字就是平安。
Now another word of peace is to have harmony.
跟神和睦，我们就有神同在。
So if we have peace, we will reconcile with God, then we have an abundance of God.
就没有忧虑，没有害怕，神同在了。
We will have no worry, no fear, because God is with us.
跟人很和睦，我们的良心很平安。
Because we live in harmony with other people, because we have peace in our heart.
所以平安在我们心中做主啊。
So peace will reign in our heart.
那再来就是圣灵充满。
And then after that is the fill with Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是神的充满。
Fullness of Holy Spirit filled in our heart means that God has filled in our heart.
那神充满就完全的满足了。
So if God filled in our heart, then we have a complete satisfaction.
就很喜乐。
We will feel joy.
那我们想想看哦，如果我们的心没有罪，很平安，很喜乐。
So think about it. If our hearts have no sin, have peace and have joy,
这样的生活是什么？
Well, what kind of life is this?
就是在地如天。
It's a life in living a life on this earth just like heaven.
所以我们真正信主的享受是什么？
So what is this true enjoyment believing in Christ?
就是享受神住在我们里面那神国的实现的公义、平安、喜乐。
To enjoy that God truly live within our heart, so that the righteousness, peace and joy will fully manifest.
主耶稣说：“世界在我里面毫无所有。”
Lord Jesus said that world has no power in my heart.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的国已经在他内心实现了。
Because the kingdom of God has already manifested in his heart.
所以神告诉约书亚。
So God told Joshua.
你年纪老迈。
You are advanced in age.
但是还有一块地你要去攻。
But there remains a land that yet to be possessed.
那一块地是什么？
And what is that land?
从教会来讲。
From the point of church.
就是传福音。
That we need to preach the gospel.
从家庭来讲，
from the point of family,
就是要看顾家庭全家的信仰。
We need to look after our family faith, the whole family.
从个人来讲，
and from our personal view,
就是要让神的国在我们内心实现。
We need to let the kingdom of God fully manifest in our heart.
当我们目标很清楚的时候，
when our goal and our aim is very clear,
我们朝这个目标去努力的时候，
we strive and work toward this goal,
我们的信仰就活起来了。
And our life, our faith, once again, will live.
这个就是我们的追求。
And this is something we are striving after.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
193.
193.